So did you have time to look at the lesson material?
Yes.
Very
yes,
good.
I'm ready.
Great. Okay, well, can you please tell me, why is Liz angry?
I think Liz really looked forward to enjoying with Nick for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand how she feels.
Really? So why? What is the problem? What's the problem for Liz?
Yeah, I think he did not concentrate vacation with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't think he often checks his inbox, or he often calls the office.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I guess he always think about job.
Mm.
During he talk with her.
So his mind is not on vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the problem is that. That is the problem, I think.
So he can't relax.
Yeah, I think so.
And then what is Rick's point of view?
I can understand his point too. Because he has a responsibility. He has a responsibility for job.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I am a business person too, so I understand every business person has a responsibility and need to take action for project or job
mm-hmm.
as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, he is an executive, so
mm-hmm.
I can imagine how he is busy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a very busy executive, so he can't just walk away from his job for 1 week.
Yes, and also he is in the way of the major project.
Right. Very good. Okay, so that's a very good summary. So let's look at the discussion questions then. Question number one, do you think Liz has a good reason to be upset with Rick, and why?
Yes, I understand how she feel.
Mm-hmm.
Lick's mind is not in vacation.
Mm-hmm.
He always think of job during talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't relax at all during vacation.
So it's difficult for Liz to enjoy his company.
With company?
Or his time, the time together. It's difficult for
Liz to
enjoy their time together.
Yes, Liz could not share the time with Nick in Hawaii.
Liz could not share the time with Rick. That's very good. That's exactly the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. When you go on holiday, do you take your cell phone or your laptop computer with you?
Yes, I always take my mobile home. But I sometimes take my laptop computer.
On vacation?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
I used to maintain some finance application in my company,
mm-hmm.
and on month end or year end season,
mm-hmm.
We need to we need to calculate revenue and to send out the head office in U.S. immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mandatory for corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So my management or executive were very nervous about sending data to headquarters. So if there is a trouble, we were often called out by pager, and we were required to have a laptop computer on month end or year end season.
Wow! So even on vacation, you had to travel with the pager and the laptop.
Yes.
Wow. And when you were on vacation, did you have to spend a lot of time working?
It depends. It depends. We hoped no trouble. There is no trouble on on the season. Yeah, but on that season, everyone was nervous on such a kind of trouble. So even if there is a very small trouble, we are easily called out. That's a problem.
So did you work a lot on that vacation?
So partly yes. Calling out was very easy to resolve the problem. And I could reply, that's no problem, or for example, please, Lidan, it's a technical word. Sometimes we can resolve the issue very easily. On that case, it takes 1 minute or 2 minutes.
Okay.
But sometimes, we needed much time.
Oh, no.
To resolve the problem.
So was it difficult for you to relax on that holiday?
Unfortunately, we couldn't relax. So instead, we can take vacation after the month end or year end season was official holidays only. So we needed to work on official holidays. So instead, we can take off another day in the weekday. So it's a trade off.
So we say in English we call that a loo day.
Loo day.
Lu is L-I-U, and it's actually a French word that we use in English, and the meaning is instead. So it's instead of my vacation, I take another day. So a Lu day means a vacation day that you get because you had to work on your holiday.
It's a French vocabulary, but I can say in American people.
Exactly,
to America.
it's like spaghetti is an Italian word, we use it in English. So, loo day.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Or pizza, or...
I see.
Yeah, those are Italian words that we use in English. So, loo day is a French word that we use in English, and it means instead. So, instead of taking my holiday on my true holiday, I took a holiday another day. So it just means instead.
I see.
Very good. So that's good that your company gave you some loo days.
Yes, my company can give us loo day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Did you enjoy that vacation or not? Because you were working, you were worried. Did you have time to enjoy your holiday or just no?
I try to relax I try to relax and I try to enjoy my vacation.
Where were you? Where was the vacation?
Usually, you and we went back. We went back to my parents' home.
Ah, okay, okay. So and
or husband's home, or
ah, okay.
or husband's parents' home.
Was it Obon?
Usually we got back to we go back to our parents' home on summer and the summer end year end.
Ah, okay.
So I will go back to my parents' home at the middle of August this year, this summer.
Okay. Okay, so this time when you were working on your vacation, it was New Year time? Year end, New Year time? When the example that you were talking about when you had to bring your laptop computer, was that the end of the year?
Yes, end of the year, yeah.
What
I mentioned was the end of the year last year.
Okay, so you were very busy working during your New Year holiday.
Right.
That's too bad. But it's good that your company gave you Lu days. That's nice. Number three is, do you check your home or office messages while you are away?
Actually, I don't use such a kind of system. Usually, I only check my inbox. I mean, email. So if I can, reply to on email. Yes, I check my email while I'm away.
So your personal email and your business email?
The both.
Both. Okay. And you don't check your voicemail?
I don't.
Okay. Very good. Okay. And number four, what are the advantages and disadvantages of being able to check your messages when you're on holiday?
Advantage is, I believe it is for my own benefit rather than others, because when we go back from vacation, I can imagine the bunch of email stuck in my inbox. So we can take action of day by day at the night time during vacation. So we can go back to our job very easily after the vacation. So, yeah, personally, I will check my inbox during vacation.
I do the same thing because I don't like returning after holidays to hundreds and hundreds of messages.
Right. Usually we get 50 or 60 mail every day. So.
Yeah, so if you're away for a week, that's 200 or 300 or 400 messages.
Right.
So yes, I do the same thing for the same reason. Because then I can just every day monitor a little, even just a few minutes, 15 minutes every day is good.
Yeah, so I will reply to only emergency matter or any other information or not so important issue will be put on the garbage box.
So you will delete?
Yes, I delete.
Very good. And what about the disadvantages? What are the disadvantages of checking your messages when you're on holiday?
It is easy for us to go back to job. I can't relax perfectly. So yeah, ideally, we should walk away the any email or message during vacation. But actually, it's impossible or it's not reasonable. It's not practical. I'm sorry.
Do you think that computers and cell phones have made it easier or more difficult for us to take a vacation? Because 10 years ago, it was not possible for people to check messages. And people 10 years ago or maybe 15 years ago, people didn't have laptop computers. They didn't have internet to check their messages from anywhere in the world. They didn't have the mobile phones. So now we have more technology, but we have more responsibility. Do you think this is making life easier, or is this making life more difficult or more stressful?
It's a tough question. When I started working on company, the technology is already progressed. I mean, when I entered the company. First company, email, and email was established. So I don't know email or no fax system in the job. So I can't imagine no email.
Life before email.
But I can imagine that the technology disturb us sometimes, because I changed the company 3 years ago, and now IBM provide us the network from home to company 24 hours.
So now we can work 24 hours a day.
Yes, and it's very
it's good for the company.
It's very convenient, but yeah, it disturbs us a lot.
It is. My company did the same thing, so I always, and in fact, when I come home at night after work, the first thing I do is open my email for
work. Yeah.
To see if there's any messages in the hour from, you know, on the subway, did I get any messages?
Right, yeah, the same here.
So it's difficult to relax, but it's almost no choice nowadays.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think even though your boss may say, okay, have a nice holiday, I think your boss still expects that you will check your email. My boss does. Have a nice holiday,
but
how can I reach you? Will you check your email? Don't go far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a usual style. Yeah, it became common style.
It is. It's expected. I think it's expected. Let's look at question 5. Why does Rick think Liz should be more understanding? Do you agree with him, and why or why not?
I saw his sentence at the bottom. He provide his wife a comfortable lifestyle, including this trip to Hawaii, and maybe I guess it includes the money or the luxury. Blah blah blah, but I don't think. I think he think of such a kind of luxury can feel comfortable. Liz comfortable, but. I think it is it is not good thinking.
Ah.
I think she just wanted to share the relaxed time with him, so he should think of time rather than material.
Aha. Uh-huh. That is a very good point. That is a very good point. He is saying, I make a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and I give her a good lifestyle, and I give her vacations, but I have to work many hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she is only asking for time. She doesn't care, or maybe she doesn't care about all the money, all the luxury, all the vacations. She just wants time with Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And money can't buy time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very good point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So you don't agree with Rick. Who do you think is being more selfish? Is Liz being more selfish or is Rick being more selfish?
Mm.
Question six.
I think no one is selfish on that matter. I can understand. I can understand the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But what I just realized is, Rick. Only Rick has boss. I mean, he can accomplish. Accomplish a job, and he has responsibility for job, and he enjoys job itself,
mm-hmm.
and he has family. He has
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he, whenever he likes to talk with, but Liz needed to wait for him, and
mm-hmm.
so on this point. Rick should have more understanding to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is not fair.
Okay, so he should be more understanding.
I think so. But I don't think he is selfish.
Okay. Do you think you are more understanding because you are a career woman? And you understand what it's like to have a very busy job. Do you think that makes you more understanding or more sympathetic for Rick?
I don't make sense to your point.
Sure. Okay, so you have a very busy job,
mm-hmm.
and you sometimes have to take your computer on vacation, and you have to take your mobile phone and your pager. And
mm-hmm.
So you understand what that's like. So you understand Rick's situation.
Yes, I understand his situation.
Okay. If you were Liz,
mm-hmm.
do you think Liz's point of view would be different? I think in this story, Liz is a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And if Liz was a career woman,
mm-hmm.
do you think her point of view would be different? Or do you think if Tucker is always taking his work with him, do you understand that situation more because you are also in the same situation? Or if you were a housewife, do you think you would not understand the situation?
Yeah, that's why I'm not a housewife.
Ah.
I don't want to wait.
Aha.
If I were Liz, I look for the other challenge or other joy.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he enjoy his job and generally executive should take quick action for
mm-hmm.
For matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So her point of view would be different if she is a housewife or if she is a career woman, her point of view would be very different. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Okay, question number 7.
Mm-hmm.
How do you suggest they resolve their disagreement?
I have 2 points. As I told you before, Lick has both accomplishment and joy with family,
mm-hmm.
but Liz, Liz is disappointed to see his job style, his working style. So,
mm-hmm.
She should look for another joy.
Okay.
And the 2 point. The second point. I am not an executive, so I'm not sure how much executive should be connected to a company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Well, but I can. Lick can think out pure private time. I mean no one disturb the couple. Lick and
okay.
Liz. Whatever, even if that is only one day or only a half day or only one day.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an executive, so he can think out of such a kind of time.
So you think that Rick should make time just for his private life in his schedule?
Yes. I think he can do it.
That's a good point. Actually, that's a good idea because, you know, in your schedule, you make a time for a meeting or you make time for lunch or you make time for projects. You make time. And so if he just says, okay, Saturday morning is my family time, maybe
right.
Would make Liz happy, or Saturday afternoon or Sunday night or something is just only for family. So turn off the cell phone, turn off the computer.
Yes. And I think secretary can think of that.
Yeah, of course. That's a great idea, actually. That's a very good idea. And it's a very practical idea. Let's
yes.
look at the last question. And this is interesting. Which would you prefer? So this is for you personally. Would you prefer to have a high-paying job with lots of responsibility but not be able to take holidays without staying connected to your office through voicemail or email? So this is like Rick. Or would you prefer to have a low-paying job with limited responsibility but be able to take holidays without having to worry about staying in touch with your office every day?
It's a tough question, but very tough question. But I prefer A.
A, okay. Why?
Having a high-paying job means not only for responsibility, but also accomplishment, a joy itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, a high-paying job means not only money.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to only one choice, I need to take only one choice, I will take A.
Okay. So it's not just the responsibility and the money, but it's the joy of the accomplishment and how that makes you feel.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Okay. And so even if it means that sometimes you have to take the computer or take the cell phone, the mobile phone with you, that's okay.
I will take the risk.
You take the risk. Okay. Because everything else is more important to you, the responsibility, the accomplishment that is very special for you.
Yes. I believe Vic enjoys such a kind of pleasure or Yeah. For sure. Yeah, project itself.
Usually very executives do enjoy the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you have to enjoy it. If you live that life and you have that job, you have to enjoy it. Very good.
I think so.
Excellent. Well, Saori, you did very, very, very well with this lesson today, and you explained your answers very well, extremely well. Your information, your ideas were interesting. You had some great ideas for Rick and Liz. You analyzed the situation very well, and it's easy to see that you understand why she is upset,
mm-hmm.
why he feels mm-hmm. he can't walk away from his work. You did a very good job with this. I can see you understand the situation very well.
Okay, thank you. I enjoy this lesson.
Great. Do you have any questions before we finish?
Could you send me the spell of Luday in a feedback, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll send that to you today.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your evening.